This Pro-Liberty podcast is brought to you by the Health Ranger Store. Visit healthrangerstore.com/MAGA. That's M-A-G-A, like Make America Great Again. Thank you for your support. Going to share with you a quick science lesson here on why the Green New Deal should be called Green New Death, because it is a death wish. And Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez, she is a death merchant. She is an enemy of humankind, and I'll explain why. She's an enemy of all life. She's an enemy of nature. She's an enemy of the whales and dolphins and frogs and insects and birds and everything. Here's why. We'll talk about atmospheric chemistry. And don't worry, you don't need a degree in chemistry to follow this. The atmosphere is composed of different gases. O2, for example, which is two oxygen atoms bound together to form a molecule. O2 is roughly 20% of the atmosphere. We're going to use rough numbers for this. Nitrogen is roughly 79 to 80% of the atmosphere. Let's call it 79, because there's about almost 1% argon in the atmosphere as well. But carbon dioxide is a fraction of a fraction of 1% of the atmosphere. It's only 400 parts per million. 400 out of a million. That's how much carbon dioxide is in the atmosphere. It's a trace. It's dangerously low. Now, carbon dioxide is the fuel for plants. Without carbon dioxide, of course, plants can't engage in photosynthesis. Photosynthesis is the process by which all green plants use sunlight energy combined with water from their roots to generate metabolic energy, molecular sugars for the most part, that power plants. And without carbon dioxide, they can't do that. And plants also use carbon dioxide for the carbon structures in all the molecules that they have that are made out of carbon. Like, for example, an orange tree. You know that oranges have vitamin C. And you might wonder, well, where does the vitamin C come from? Do they get vitamin C out of the soil? No, there's no vitamin C in the soil. They make vitamin C. They synthesize it. Vitamin C is nothing but carbon, hydrogen, and oxygen. Just those three elements. If you combine them in the right way, you get vitamin C. Did you know that? If you take those same three elements and you combine them in a different way, you get cannabidiol. Or you can make progesterone out of it. You see, carbon, hydrogen, and oxygen can make THC in marijuana, or they can make, you know, literally an unlimited number of other different molecules, depending on how many elements and what configuration they are. They get that from carbon dioxide. If carbon dioxide is not in the atmosphere, a plant can't build its own leaves or bark or seeds or pollen or anything, because there's carbon in all of that. Carbon structures, or carbon-based life here on planet Earth. Carbon dioxide is the miracle molecule of life on planet Earth. Well, insane anti-life lunatics like Ocasio-Cortez want to get rid of carbon. They say carbon dioxide is bad. They say it's a pollutant. They say that you have to eliminate it. Well, if you eliminate it, plants that use carbon produce oxygen as a waste product of photosynthesis. That's the oxygen that you breathe, by the way. That's the oxygen that your dog breathes. That's the oxygen that whales breathe. So if you eliminate carbon, you starve to death the plants. They die off and no longer produce oxygen. And then what happens to you and your dog or all the whales in the ocean? They all die of asphyxiation. No oxygen, you die. The Green New Deal is Green New Death. The Green New Deal is a death cult. Ocasio-Cortez is a death merchant. She is a death witch of evil. If she gets her way, or people like her, people promoting her, they will cause widespread death across our planet. They won't turn the planet green. They'll turn the planet brown, gray, whatever colors of death you might imagine. If all the plants die and all the food webs collapse and all the humans die and all the animals die, all the wild turkeys die, all the deer die, all the zoo animals dead, and all the zoo visitors dead, too, by the way. Human civilization collapsed. Done. That's Green New Death. Of course, it's not even green. And there's also nothing new about it. It's happened before. You know, we've had variants in the levels of carbon dioxide and in levels of oxygen in the atmosphere and so on. We've had catastrophic global events like the Earth being hit by a giant asteroid, killing off the dinosaurs and so on. We've had the ebb and flow of life on our planet has never been a constant. It's always been change. And now, for the first time, humanity is finally releasing all the trapped carbon dioxide, releasing it into the atmosphere where plants can use it to grow more trees and more food crops and more grasslands and more rainforests and more flowers and more diverse ecosystems and food webs that are used by animals. If you like forests and you like food, you should love carbon dioxide because that's what makes it possible. Without carbon dioxide, you have none of that. You have a dead planet. We're entering dangerous times here on planet Earth. And think about the censorship targets voices like mine that are here telling you 100% accurate scientific facts about atmospheric chemistry and photosynthesis. And we are banned. But the insane, deranged, lunatic, death cult voices of people like Ocasio-Cortez, they are given almost a monopoly over social media and the news media. Everything that you're allowed to read and see and hear is put out by lunatics like her. She is the face of death for human civilization. If you enjoy dead whales washing up on the beaches all around the world, then you should love the face of Ocasio-Cortez because it's the face of death. If you enjoy seeing, I don't know, billions of humans slumped over, unable to breathe, dying from asphyxiation, rotting corpses in the streets of every major city around the world, if you think that's an awesome sight, then you should support Ocasio-Cortez because she's the face of death. If you hate flowers and you hate seeds and you hate rainforests and you hate food crops, you hate apples and bananas and cherries and avocados, if you hate fresh fruits and vegetables, then you must love Ocasio-Cortez because she is the face of death. She is a death merchant. She is a death witch. She is a demon who has been elected to Congress. And I mean that literally at a spiritual level. She has a demonic entity running her, which is why she looks demonic in the way that she laughs and the way that her eyes go crazy, you know, and the way she talks. She is a demon in human form, and that demon has a death wish for humanity. This is what we're dealing with. The human race is under attack. And in another podcast, I'll explain more, but the Earth is being prepared for a post-human era. It's being sterilized. It's being cleansed, ethnically cleansed. And it's people like Ocasio-Cortez who are the death merchants pushing it. If she thinks that a lack of oxygen and a lack of carbon dioxide, a lack of plants is awesome, then she should lock herself in a room with no oxygen. You know, just to demonstrate what the Earth is going to be like if she gets her wish. Ocasio-Cortez locks herself in a room with no oxygen, then that's real social justice. And again, I'm not advocating that anybody else do that to her. She should do it herself. She should prove that she believes what she's saying. She should demonstrate. She should live in an atmosphere with no oxygen and no carbon dioxide and no plants. Read my website, climate.news. This is Mike Adams here, the editor of naturalnews.com. Thank you for listening. Pray for all of us and support life, okay, on our planet instead of death. Thanks for listening. Before we get into the next segment, reminder that this is brought to you by the Health Ranger Store. We have a fish oil alternative for those who don't want to take in fish-based products, many of which are heavily contaminated with mercury. We have a product called Ahi Flower. It's made from plants, and it's a fish oil-like supplement with many of the same essential fatty acids and the same beneficial effects on your body, but it's made from plants. It's lab-tested for heavy metals, glyphosate, and microbiology to make sure it doesn't contain E. coli or salmonella or anything like that. So check it all out at healthrangerstore.com. It's good for your health, and it's clean.